Hey everyone, thank you for joining me. Thank you so much, and thank you. Today is Monday, and Happy New Year. And you are listening to, now I know I've changed the name many times over these, 10, 12 years, because I'm true to who I am, I'm true to you, and now we are what? Angry Black Radio, as well we should be. Angry Black Radio. I know I used to be the diary. I used to be Just Ask a Nigga. But now we are Angry Black Radio, designed just for you. And my name is Stacy Johnson. Hopefully you guys have listened to the, I have 13,000 listens, and now we want to keep it moving now that the world has gone crazy. I've been a lot of people, and now I think we got it. At 56 years old, I think I got it right now. And so let me tell you all about what's going on. Today is our first show back again and serious about being back, okay, because, yeah, Angry Black Radio. Look, black people, over these next, and you don't only have to be black to listen because you need some white friends to make your life beautiful, okay? To share the love. No, you know what? They need you. They need you. Cha-cha-cha-cha. They need you. Okay, so what are we all about? What are we all about? Okay, we're all about this. How many times have we heard in this past 4 years, if Barack Obama did blank? Right? All I can do is sit here and talk to myself and be mad about everything, but I decided, you know what, I'm sure I'm not the only one in America feeling this way, and so what I'd like to be is some real shit, slowly but surely, because over these next 3 years, mark my words, people, America is changing, and it is changing for your, us, the Browns, good. But what you have to be, you got to be aware of that shit. You can't just be floating around, okay? You got to be aware of that, and you got to start preparing right now for the next 3-4 years, okay? I'm an astrology girl. I follow astrology. I suggest you do too. America is changing. America has some karma to pay back. All right, so Angry Black Radio is all about, look, I'm 56 years old. I'm the youngest of my family's children. I was born in 1964, right? What happened in 1964? Civil rights. They still call me a nigga. They still want to shoot my sons. So all of that is just something to make you feel happy. Oprah, just to make you feel happy. Barack Obama, just to make you feel like shit's happening. Oh, but it's happening now. But you have to be prepared. So, Angry Black Radio. Who am I? Stacy Johnson, owner and operator of a few things. But this is my heart and soul because I was made to love you, made just for you, made to adore you. That's one of my slaps. They sing it much better than I do. But once you get a little older, you kind of figure out what's up. You know, let me quote that. Because I don't love nothing more than my black people. Oh, as a matter of fact, I don't know what the hell's up with Twitter. I got kicked off Twitter again. All I did was call somebody a whore. I've called people dicks many a times and never got banned. Oh, I called, somebody would say, oh, what kind of boots? What kind of boots is Kellyanne Conway wearing? And I said, well, she worked for Donald Trump, so they must be whole boots. And 3 hours later, you violated da-da-da. 6 days in Twitter prison. I'm not going to get out of the Twit prison until Saturday. My bros that I love, my Twit family, they can't even hear me right now. It's sad. Okay, so let me stop because I'm so excited after being back after so long. So Angry Black Radio. We used to be, right, the Association of African American Single Mothers. No, that name always guaranteed you never got no money. So we changed it. So now we are SF Johnson Family and Community Services, conveniently and always located on the internet at sfjfamilyservices.org. Okay, so what are we all about? Now, if you do want to call it, fuck it. You know what? I love you, 520. I talk too much and I don't look enough. But you got to hear me out. So I need you to hold on so we'll have an intelligent conversation. Because some of my bros and sisters call me from way back when I was just talking about nonsense. I'm not talking about nonsense no more. Angry Black Radio. What's my stuff say? Join me to discuss this government, our government, right? The one we made with our black butts, asses. And how we as black Americans need to make our black leaders serve us. Okay, we need to make them serve us. We have to make them serve us. There's no other time better than right now. Okay, and so I'm here like an in-between type shit where social media is a bunch of bullshit. I mean, it really is. Mainstream media is a bunch of bullshit. It doesn't tailor to black people. Social media, you know, you got to go through all your Twitters and all your Facebooks, but ain't none of it, like, helping you, educating you. And so what my plan is to hope to get my people together all over the country through SF Johnson Family and Community Services and to do three things, and these are the three things that we focus on, okay? Number one is our government, okay? Our government. Hey, our government is here to work for us. And now it's blatant in our faces. And we all know, what if it was Barack Obama? We all know he would have been shot like 6 months ago. Or wait, 3 years and 6 months ago. That's our fault that we sit here day after day after day and let them be cute about government while we suffer. We have to do what it takes. We got to do the footwork, like Stacey Abrams. She's doing the footwork in Georgia, but that's Georgia. We can have Georgias all in all 50 states, and we have to. We have to, because this country is changing. Okay, so what we got now? We got Joe, and we got Kamala grinning and shit. Okay, are you going to be another Barack Obama? Will you go slide on through for 8 years and don't do shit for us? And get us all fired, and we all got to become entrepreneurs because white people are all mad because you are president. So my goal, doing this angry fucking black radio, let me get to cussing right now, is to tell you people, my people, we got to do some shit, or they're not going to ever do shit for us. They're never going to do shit for us. And why is it angry? Like I said, I'm into astrology. I'm an Aries rising. Aries is the god of war. So my Mars been floating around for 6 months at home getting mad. Why the fuck they let this motherfucker get away with this shit? And more than that, okay, he getting away with it. Is anybody black saying anything? Oh, it's just a shame. It's a shame. No, it's more than a shame. Is anybody black saying something? I'm almost certain. I mean, I know you can't do shit, but you could certainly say something. There should be a coalition of all the blacks and congressional kind, all the NAACP, all of them, like back in the day, where I can pull you up, where you got athletes doing more than these motherfuckers you done hire to represent you. We got to tell them, you have to go. Because Stacey was born when the Civil Rights fucking Act passed. Her mama thought they was getting something. 56 years later, Stacey's still afraid that she may get a call that one of her two sons are going to get shot. Why? Because don't nobody do shit for us. Don't nobody do shit for us. We have to do it for ourselves. We have to do it for for our fucking self. How do you do it for yourself? Well, you get together. I know how to do this. I know how to do that. I know how to do this. I know how to do that. And me, I know how to do a lot of shit. But can I get five Negroes to sit down and learn nothing? No, because half the millennials think they fucking know everything. So millennials, you go out there and secure the fucking environment. But when it comes to making money, sit your asses down and learn something from somebody old. So, Angry Black Radio focuses on three things: the government, community, and family. We got to stop playing fucking games. We got to stop just worrying about us on Facebook and showing all our lobster dinners. And I'm, you know, I do it too. But, hey, I'm going to show you how to get your own lobster dinner. I'm not just showing you my fucking lobster dinner. I'm saying, hey, look, look what I got. I could show you how to do it too. Because ain't nobody trying to help you. And those of you that want help, you can get help. Those of you that think you know every fucking thing, also known as the millennials, go prove it. Go prove it. Go prove it. Just because your parents made it easy for you don't mean it's easy. Go prove it. 56, 50, 55, 56, 52, 51, 61, whoever's still alive, our job is to gotta try to get this fucking government in order, in line, the way it's supposed to be. So what are we talking about tonight? I got the whole hour of DT. You need to listen to that shit. Get off the reality shows. Get off the fucking conspiracy theories. Who gives a fuck if fucking Bill Gates is making money? The fool was making money. You know why he makes money? Every time your ass buy a fucking computer, he gets $100. He don't need to vaccinate your ass. He just needs you to go on the porn site and get a virus, okay? So you have to buy a new computer. Bill Gates ain't worried about you. Fauci ain't worried about you. You worry about you. Like I said, millennials, oh, they know Kobe's death was a conspiracy. Oh, they got that down because they done seen five niggas that day in their garage that told them. But they can't figure out why ain't nobody got polio. Stop thinking like stupid shit and get it together. So tonight is an hour worth of Trump. This fool was on the phone trying to steal Georgia. Who's in Georgia? Black people. You got to get your shit together. We got to get our shit together. You got to get your head out. I mean, life is fun and grand. You can sit in your house and not have to do shit. And now they're giving you your check back. But you need to think about long-term shit. We need to think about long-term shit. And that's why I'm here every night, Monday through Friday, helping you think about long-term shit. SF Johnson Family and Community Services. Because you know what? I'm into the astrology. And, you know, over this 2020, I'm not going to go in detail. If you want to go in detail, you can meet me later somewhere. We can go in detail. But all established shit is falling apart. Schools, everything that's established is falling apart. Schools are falling apart. Your job is falling apart. The government is falling apart. All the shit is falling apart. It's not going to be back any way that it used to be, so you can forget it. You're going to have to learn how to educate your own damn kids. You're going to have to figure out how to educate your own damn kids. You're going to have to figure out how to educate your own damn kids. Lord knows if they were in the public school system, they were not trying to make them brain surgeons. So it's kind of a good thing. And let me help you understand, Black people. over this next 3 to 4 years, everything is going your way. Again, everything is going your way. But you gotta have a plan. My suggestion, and if you go to sfjfamilieservices.org, I'm trying to create community programs where if you live in the same neighborhood, you're within walking, driving distance of each other, we're going to make a little bond between all of you folks that if any of you need anything, you're going to be there for each other. Wow, what a novel concept. You know why China, oh, China this, China that? Because that's their concept. They think about the whole. We in dumbass America, we think about us individually. So that's why China, love them or leave them, they do it much better. Because their concept, whether they're forced to do it or not, they do it. We are in free and fair and loving, we could do what the fuck we want, America, we should really be doing it voluntarily. America is a self-governing institution. We self-govern. How much time have you spent learning about your government and how you, black person, can keep it intact? Zero. And if you have, I need you on Team Stacy to help all the other people. This year, this election shows you people in power love that shit. And they'll do anything to keep it. And while we just sitting here looking in our phones, doing whatever, doing stupid shit, not helping each other, not educating each other, just so happy that you, I mean, it's been a whole year. Has anybody's kid gotten smarter? Because, again, public school system ain't trying to make them brain surgeons when they threatening you with CPS, let alone when they don't give a damn for a whole year. You're going to have to learn how to educate yourself. You're going to have to learn how to be an entrepreneur. You're going to have to learn how to bond with people. You're going to have to learn how to network. Because if anybody's going to be left behind, it's going to be us. Ain't nothing changed in America. You're living through a time that we haven't seen in 100 years. Be blessed that you're here, but you got to change your whole way of doing shit. So, we're going to take a break, and then I'm going to take a damn phone call. So what we talk about every night, and tonight's a big night, because Big Mouth, black people need to hear this, because what I want you to do is contact your local motherfucker. Hey, what you doing about this? This is illegal. We're going to talk about treason and sedition in every government section, which is always our first section in our nightly shit. Is some education. Okay? Treason, sedition, what it means, what's he doing, what's the consequence, the difference. Because if you don't have a solid, I mean, you don't know what you're losing if you don't know what you have. Okay? So white people let, you know, him play around long enough. Well, he's got 12 people that won't certify this electoral college that shouldn't exist, and then another 100 and something that going along with him in the House. Do you know about your government? Do you know how your government works? Do you know the difference between traitor, oh, he's a traitor, oh, and everybody's laughing at you because, oh, no, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about because traitor and something else is something different. It is. You need to know about your government, especially when they're trying to take it from your ass. They already don't do nothing for us. Guess what they're going to do if somebody's able to really not do nothing for us? Think about John Lewis. Died, what, last year? He got, you know, beat on the, you know, the year I was born, civil rights. It took, I mean, civil rights, that's a long time ago. That's not all we get. You get to live like any white person you've ever seen. And Lord knows, I've seen a lot teaching OSHA. I'm like, Lord, why do you have words? How do you? Wow, that's a lot. Shit you ain't never seen before. Why? Not because they're smarter than you. It's because this system is so fucking rigged. You want to talk about rigged? Because you don't make nobody do shit for you. You don't make anybody do shit for you. Do you? Do you? No. Your mama. Right? Your oldest kid. You ain't make your baby daddy pay child support. You don't make nobody do shit for you. This is the consequence. So, let's take a break. We're going to talk about our 3 points. But I need you to go to sfjfamilieservices.org. Sign up. You ain't got to spend no money. We ain't asking for no donations. Don't get scared. We need to know who you are, where you are, so we can tell you what show you lead you to your representative and say, how come you ain't saying nothing? All this is going down for one simple reason, that VP, female, black female. Lord, help them, they think, when she becomes president. So let's get at them right now, show them what it feels like. We'll be back. One of my favorite artists, and I'm just going to try to bootleg this on, because that's what I do. And also, and we'll talk about it later, you can go to sfjfamilieservices.org any time of the day, and I stream stuff. I stream movies, I stream music, and I do it all for you. We do praise every morning, so join with me every morning from about 6-ish. You know, we do ish. Oh, but I stream for you every day. You can go there right now, and you'll see I've got 100, 200 streams, movies, everything, because I love my people. And I buy everything, and I stream it on my website. And if you go to my website, you can watch it. But if I try to stream it on Facebook and all that shit, what they going to do? They going to stop it, right? Because Facebook only want you to have fun if you can give them your data. Fuck them. So, sfjfamilieservices.org every day. Mondays, it's Motivation Monday. So, every Monday, it's all motivational stuff. Tuesdays, it's all black history. Now, I'm going to call it American history because we want to show white history, too, of America. But, yep, that, and then Wednesdays, what do we do Wednesdays? Wednesdays we do science and nature. Thursdays we do sports, all sports, classics, current sports, NBA League Pass, football games, current, all current stuff. And if you go to the homepage, you can scroll all the way down. If you want to see something specifically, if you want to hear a specific artist, just let me know. I will stream it just for you and let you know when I'll stream it. Hey, that's what I do. I love my people. Okay, so that's Thursday. Thursday sports, Friday's Family Friday. So we have family movies all day, and then on Friday nights and Saturday night, we do concerts, all older concerts from all artists, Sade, Alicia Keys, and white people. That Sunday is Sunday Funday. So it's all family-oriented stuff, and we always start every day between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. with praise music of different genres, different kind, but we like praising the gods. All right, so let's take a little break. I'll be back, and let's talk about some real shit and listen to your soon-to-be-out president and how corrupt he is, and let's talk about sedition and him being a traitor, and he needs to be arrested. So we'll be back. Let me play some of my good stuff and let's see if it works here. Ah, here we go. We're gonna play you some Minnie Riperton. Let's see if it works.
Yeah.
Right. All right. That was the lovely Minnie Riperton. All right. And this is Angry Black Radio. And I'm Stacey Johnson. Stacey Johnson, the youngest of Mr. and Mrs. Johnson from Los Angeles, California. The beautiful L.A., and my father was the founding member of the Golden Gate Quartet, Mr. Bill Johnson. So, you know, we kind of fancy Negroes. We kind of always been kind of fancy because my mom and dad didn't play. They were older, and they knew what America was all about. And I'm sure they felt a sense of pride that their youngest, me, was born with civil rights in December of 1964. Okay, so I had a little awakening because I saw a family video in all my life, because my mom's been gone now since I was 29. Okay, I'm 56. Whoa. So that's a long time. So I've had a long time to think, man, I know she took care of me, but did she love me? You know, you be thinking shit like that when you get old. I was her youngest. She had 11 kids, and I never remember getting shuffled off to my sister because she had to hang out with her new nigga, so, you know. Nah, she was married to my daddy until he passed away. And then I saw a video on New Year's Day after beefing with my own daughter about how she don't appreciate what a good mother I am. I saw a video, I was like, there I go. Mom grabbed me, she kissed me. And it was like her talking to me, saying, Stacey, leave your daughter alone. Did I worry about you? And I love you, baby. Keep it moving. So there we are, Angry Black Radio, because my mom was a beautiful woman, a smart woman, had 11 kids, didn't play, had 6 sons. Guess what? Nobody went to jail, and one was a priest. So how much she didn't play, okay? And he ain't a priest no more, but we don't talk about it. I'm like, did he get paid? Did somebody mess with him? Nobody want to tell it. You know how black families, they be keeping secrets. All right, so give us a call, baby. I want to talk about, because we're getting ready to talk about Trump, and we here Monday through Friday now. I'm with you. I'm your girl. Black. I'm black, and I'm angry, and I'm here every night. Because you got to be angry, too. You better be. Like I saw something. I mean, I love people not wanting to be angry, because angry is a bad emotion, but angry is a good emotion, too. Especially when angry makes you do what you're supposed to do. Angry makes me do what the fuck I'm supposed to do. And that's what I want angry to make you do when it comes to this country, man. This is time to move. These next 2 years, get a plan. Get a plan. Visit the website. Sign up. What you want to do? You want to start a business? I'll help you. A couple things. You want to be an estimator? I'll help you. I've been trying to get black people to do. They can't sit down 5 minutes. I'm like, you know how much money I make doing this shit? Can I please teach you? Can you be quiet for 5 minutes so I can teach you how to do this shit? All right, so give us a call. I want to hear it. Please call me back, boo boo. Boo boo hung up on me because I was talking too much. But that's me. My north node is in Gemini, okay? That's the talker. And I'm a Sagittarius. That's the learner. So the learner learns and then she talks. So let's hit it. Call me, baby. I need talk to you. Where'd you go, boo-boo? 563-999-3011 when you want to talk to Stacey, boo-boo. Okay, and I wish I'm looking at Stacey Abrams on the mute. How I wish I was up, Stacey. But no, all Stacey's is cool, right? All Stacey's is for the people. All right? So just keep that in mind. Stacey's is for the people. Call me, baby. Where'd you go? 563-999-3011. All right, so Angry Black Radio, we talk about government. So Trump. Okay, so these are some of the basic facts that when you talk to your government official, your city, your state representative, so you go state representative, right? Then you go to your mayor, then you go to your governor, okay? Senators, all of those people. That's why you need to sign up at the website so I can find out where you live. I can give you all the contact info. And we need volunteers, so I need somebody to do that so Stacey don't have to. But Stacey's been fighting for the people forever. That's why Kamala say for the people, because we that age. See, me and Kamala, we the same age. We know what it means to be for the people. Because, shit, if not for people being righteous, let me tell you, they make me want to cry. If not for people being righteous, when people like me and Kamala was growing up, we'd be fucked. Okay? There'd be no Vice President Kamala. Okay? Let me tell you. But there was righteous motherfuckers out there that said, this is a child that I might have to bus her, but I'm going to bus her to a place where she's going to learn more. And my parents put me in private school. So I was, you know, wearing uniforms and shit. I didn't deal with those niggas, you know. But if not for righteous people. See, we don't have no righteous people no more. We need to recruit righteous people. We ain't talking about church niggas. Okay? We talking about righteous people that want to do for others like they do for themselves. That's what we talking about. That's all SF Johnson Family and Community Services. I do for you. I want to see you eat like I eat. So I'm going to show you how to make that money. Now, if you can sit down and listen, because I don't play, I'll fire you because I ain't going to play. But if you can sit down and listen, then you can eat like I'll eat this time next year. And Mama eat good. Mama drink good, Mama eat good, because Mama believes in God and doing unto others as I want to be done. I don't run through people, because I know somebody going to run through me. And the only thing I want running through me is the Holy Spirit. Oh, shit. There we go. Shit and Holy Spirit. See, I'm the cussing preacher. That's why we got to praise together every morning. From 6 to 9. And then we have good stuff all day because Stacy for the people. All right, here we go. Donald Trump, bro. So this is some basic facts. This is a racist nation, okay? It just is. You might be okay and anybody calling you a nigga in your face. It just is. And right now in our history, I mean, it's been a long time coming. It's been a long time coming. But, I mean, but there's really nobody out there that works for us. Okay? And Black Lives Matter, God bless them. You know, whoever goes out there, protest, get beat up, God bless them. But we elected people, right? They're getting salaries and all kinds of shit. But you don't see nothing in your life. Tangible results, and that's the shit I'm getting tired of. 56 years. And, okay, so, like my mama said, the squeaky wheel, baby, get breathe, and a closed mouth don't get fed. Our mouth's been too closed, see. I mean, God love her. I love Maxine Waters, but where's your program, baby? Where's your program? Okay, Obama, my brother's keeper, where is that program? I got two sons. Ain't nobody ever tried to contact me. Have they tried to contact you? Because a lot of that shit is for show. Because they know you ain't going to make them show up. Got to make them show up. I show up. They say, oh, she uppity, she whatever. But I'm for the people. You can go to my website and you can get something you can use. You can go to my website and you can, if you ain't got cable, you don't need cable. All you got to do is tell me what you want to watch. I'm your cable. I'll give a damn. They can't shut down my website. and I pay a lot of money to give it to the people. All right? So your family, see our three, government, community, family. Did my boo-boo call me back? No, he got mad. Because you know what? Sometimes people want it all out. I get all millennials only because I got three. If you can't, if they can't get it right now, whatever, they don't want none of it. Or, you know, got to be patient. Got to take time. I need my boo-boo to call me back. But what we're going to listen to right now is Donald Trump. This is an hour worth of shit, so I don't know if we're going to make it through. But you need to hear your president. And then you need to get on the phone tomorrow, 8 a.m., 9 a.m., I don't know what time they go to work. You need to Google my representative. Send Stacey that stuff. Because, I mean, simply, closed mouth don't get fed. So as long as you keep your mouth closed about your real life, these people ain't going to do nothing for you. So I'm just the facilitator, and I'm not one to complain about shit and not have an answer. See, all I see all day long is people complaining on Facebook and Twitter. I just got kicked off for 6 days. Just complain. Nobody got a program. Nobody got a suggestion. Nobody got an answer. Government ain't gonna do it for you. So that's why I need you to go to sfjfamilieservices.org. I want to get you guys together if you're in the same community. And then we sponsor, you need some food, Community Benefit Network or Community Network. Every community network, once it's established, gets food money from the organization. So start building you one right now. Just need to know where you're physically located so we can group you together and say, hey, they're over there. You need a car. You need a ride. The organization, me, we're going to fund the simple stuff. We're going to, if you need some food, we're going to give you some food. If you need, like, roadside necessities, we'll handle for you. That's why it's important that you guys, everybody, go on there and just put your address. Because once we know who's where, then we'll facilitate to where you'll have a private site just for the community, just for your community. Nobody can get in without the password. You'll know all the members. You'll know everything the members that can provide for you. And you guys can communicate. And again, it may be a drawing or something. But if there's an immediate need, then me, us, the organization, will make sure we provide it. We for the people. I'm telling you. Everything is these next 3, 4, 5, and forever. The government can't help us. They can't help. They can't. They broke in. They don't care. But we can care about each other. We can do a way better job. Just by grouping up and saying, hey, you in my network. And quit hating, doing whatever. And again, you want to see something special? You want to watch something special? Go to the homepage, scroll all the way down, and let me know what it is. And I will get back to you and let you know when I'll stream it for you. And everything gets saved. So I can send you the link, and you can watch it forever and ever and ever. We watched, not this past Sunday, but Sunday before I streamed that prehistoric movie, and Soul. So that was a good one. You can go whatever Sunday was, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before that, go download that, keep that, keep it for the kids. All right. So we want to listen to a little Donald Trump extortion call trying to get the good, wonderful, beautiful black people of Georgia votes overturned. So this is angry black radio because I want you to be angry. But what I want you to understand, you know, if Trump was Obama, it'd be a whole different other story. So we need to act like he was. We need to have the same rage they would have as if he was. Closed mouth don't get fed. So the only thing we do and the thing we're supposed to do and the thing that actually works is you contacting your local representative and saying, hey, because they know you may or may not vote for them next time. So they're going to try to do something. And if they're a Democrat, they absolutely understand. There's a lot of different things you can do to this fool now. Yeah, we can impeach him again, because if you impeach him a second time, that prevents his dumb self, and he's so arrogant and dumb, from trying to run again. Okay? So there's a lot of things you can do. All right, so let's take a listen to this idiot. And I'll stop from time to time. And again, oh, we got a phone call. Let's do that first. All right. Excuse me, I'm trying to do it right. Let's see. All right, thank you for joining us on Angry Black Radio. This is Stacy. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Who am I speaking to?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I want to start out by saying, how you doing?
I'm doing good. What's your name?
I want to start out by saying I love you.
Oh, you do? Already? All right. I love you too then, bro. You know I'm for the people, so, bro, I love you too. Why you
yeah, always. I mean that. I mean, I don't want you to think that in no discrepancy or way. I really mean that. You hear me?
Okay. Tell me why.
You know how you've been hearing a lot about Dr. Fauci?
Yes.
Well, my name is Dr. Alami Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
And me and Dr. Foxy, we have, I would definitely say, we have had a lot of connections. You feel me?
Yep.
And
that makes you love me? Wait, how does that make you love me? Explain.
Because I love my people just as well as he loved his people. And he let me know that from front. And I told him, I said, well, you know what? I love my people as well. And
so,
with this thing happening, I want to tell you something.
Uh-huh.
I want to blow the whistle with you.
Go right ahead.
So, Can I tell you something, my beloved?
You sure can. You go right ahead.
I had to escape. My family had to escape. I had to move my family somewhere else. And we had to escape. And now you're talking about an act. Like if you're looking at Marvel Studios or looking at a movie from Marvel, or and then I sat back and I studied things, you know, and we're looking at things like, you know what I'm saying, like, hey, Dad, this is like a Marvel studio, and I had to move my family, you know, to a safe place, and here I am now. I'm staying in a undisclosed location at a hotel, because I know what these people are capable of.
Right.
You see. Yeah. But I wanted to share something with you. Can I share something with you?
Now, yes,
don't
you
get
may.
Offended, but can I share something with you?
Yes.
To the audience of you that are listening out there tonight, lo and behold, The woman that you are listening to tonight is a great mercenary and a great warrior and a great true soldier of God. And she is. So
how
I want to say this.
How could I not like that? Thank you very much.
Huh?
I said, thank you very much.
But you said, but, though, you said you ain't.
No, no. I said, how could I not like that? Meaning, I love that. Thank you very much.
Great, grand. Because you are. And to your listeners that are listening to you tonight, so great shall you be. So great shall you be in these times of ours. We are in 2021 now. Amen to that. Can you say that? Amen to that. We are in 2021 now. You see, we have made it across the threshold.
You sound like you did too. You got through.
Well, I'm speaking for you.
Well, I appreciate it.
Because my situation is grand.
And I thank you very
but
much.
I just,
now, yes. Go ahead.
Yes. All right. So, among many channels, you know, and I've been hidden among many channels. But I do want to say this because life has brought me across yours, you know, tonight. And anybody can just Google and dot and Black Talk and whatever, and go on, whatever. You see,
right.
But somebody sent me to you, you see, and it wasn't like that for me, you see. And so that's why I give thanks for when I carefully observe what I do observe. My name is Dr. Alameen Muhammad.
Thank you very much. I'm very honored.
No need to be. I'm very honored to be among you, you see.
Make sure
so
you
I
listen
do want
every
to
night.
This.
I'll be here Monday through Friday, okay? And I'll be looking for you, for sure.
My beloved sister. Yeah, don't even have a clue. I'm very honored to be among you. You hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Sir. Now listen to me. Now listen to me, okay?
Listening. Yes.
All right. They're trying to kill us. And they're trying hard. They're trying to kill us. You hear me? And I don't mean black people. I don't mean African Americans. I don't mean Africa Americans. I don't mean African Americans. I don't mean Jamaicans, and I don't mean Haitians, and I don't mean, you know what I'm saying, Zubalians, and I don't mean people who have come over here to America that's dark-skinned. No, that's not what I'm talking about. That ain't what I'm talking about. My name is Dr. Alameen Muhammad. Can I tell you a great secret? They're trying to kill us. You hear me? These people ain't from America. These people ain't from America. You hear
these
me?
People.
These
people
are the same people that America fought against. These are the same people that fought. See, you want to know why America? You want to know why I'm hiding right now? And I'm in the place where I'm living in a hotel. I'm living in, I can't even say a hotel. I'm living in a damn motel.
I got you. I've been there before. Trust me.
And
I've been there before.
But a lot of us have. See, these people ain't even from America. They ain't even. When I say that to black folk automatically get shocked and say, oh man, black power to people. Oh man, I feel you, black power to. No, man, I ain't talking about that bull crap. I'm talking about the simple fact that there's a people here that ain't supposed to be here. These people done got kicked out of every country.
Yeah.
These people done got kicked out of every country. And they did not.
Absolutely right. Because, you know, that's funny because some, yeah. And see, some of the stuff I was playing last night, the Secret Life of Symbols. Yeah, there's some people in this country that ain't supposed to be here. That they primary goal is to make sure this country go down. Okay?
I got proof.
So we might have ran into
that's why I had to get my family out of this country. That's why I'm still here today. In order to get out of this country, I got proof. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Can I tell you something right now? They ain't supposed to be here. These ain't what we call white people. These ain't white people, man. Forget that bull crap. What America, see, America, somewhere, somehow, the media has got taken over. And the media has got bombarded. So, therefore, the constructive of the media is taken over by Jews. So these propagandas that we're facing with and that we're faced with, when you look across the screen, think that white folks against black people in America. No, man, it ain't white people in America against black people, because you want to know why? Because the same riots and the same marches that you see, don't you see white folks in them too? So something got to give.
That's what I'm telling
something
you.
Got
right
to
now,
give.
It's different right now.
It's something else. And these people, these low ignorant people that we know that are low on the totem pole, trying to climb their way up, and they're trying to do that by division. And I'm gonna tell you something right here. You don't have to hit me, sister. You can cut me off anytime you want to, and you can. But I just wanted to say this to you. I love you, but I want to share this with you right here.
You're saying just what you just said. They trying to do it by division.
Yes, they are. But we must know who these people are. So who are these people? So some of these people was defeated in Germany. So we know that that's not them. They was defeated in Germany when Hitler came. They was defeated in Germany, so they had to find their own little way into another country in Palestine, or break up Palestine and Palestinian land and call themselves Israel. So I know that that's not them. And then I know that Germany was defeated, so that's not them. So, you see, it's another people here. And can I tell you who these people are? Those that look white just like you, that really don't give a fuck about you, but then you got another white brother looking at you that really give a fuck about you, and you say, oh, man, all white folks are the same. No, all white folks ain't the same. I'm going
to
tell you that something, sister. All white folks ain't the same.
I'm like, nah, you're not a European white. That accent don't sound European white.
It's the people. It's the people. You see what I'm saying? It's a certain kind of cult. It's a certain kind of people that's here. You see what I'm saying? Now, listen. If you can't hear me, if you can just only hear me just for 1 second, just give me 30 seconds of your time, and then you can cut me off. All white folks ain't the devil. You hear me? All white folks ain't the devil. It's something that's here. It's something that's here that has disguised themselves in the color of that which is white. They're making us look at them like, oh, you ain't got nothing to do with us. But guess what, though? Can I tell you this right here, though? Listen to me good. Come on, sister. See, let's not play the earth. Let's play the universe. You hear me? Let's be the universe. Don't be the earth. Let's be the universe. And guess what, though? Some of these same old black folk, though, guess what, though? In the days of Pol Pot, in the days of Congo, in the days of Harare, In some of them days, though, when it came down to dispensation where it was the diaspora against the genocide in the Congo and also against black people, against the Hutus and the Hittites and the Hutus, they were black. So I'm just saying something though. I think though that being us, we are people of the universe. I think that we got a higher saying as to what's going on this earth, and we should not be fooled as to what's happening on this earth. Black folks, man, killing black folks and committing genocide like it ain't no thing.
Can't be fooled. Right? As long as we're doing what we're supposed to do, the ones of us that real can't be fooled. When we out here playing around and messing around and doing shit we ain't supposed to do, that's when we get fooled.
Right.
I've been fooled a couple times, okay?
I'm not fooled no more.
I can't get fooled no more. I'm getting too old to be fooled.
I'm telling
you.
You in 2021 now, welcome to the windows being wide open. Your eyes
right.
are being wide open now. Come on, don't let these folks fool you. Man, I'm telling you, don't let none of these people on this planet fool you. Man, this earth, man, is full of earthly people. You see what I'm saying? Nah. This earth is full of earthly people, and we ain't from the earth. You ain't from the earth. Girl, you ain't from the earth. You hear me?
Hey,
now?
But you know
you
what?
You own the earth, but you ain't from the earth. And I'm gonna tell you something now. That might sound full of shit. It might sound
right.
But I'm gonna tell you something right here. These fake people, these fake folks on this planet, they keep doing these things to our people. I don't give a damn if you black or you white. You could be black
right.
or you white.
Right.
Now, baby, I'm telling you something now. Please, if you can, just hear me out 1 second, and I won't waste your time. But I'm finna sit here and tell you something right here. And I don't mean to hold you up, but I'm going to let you go shortly. But I just want to say this to you right here. I don't give a damn if these men mm-hmm. are white or black, kidnapping our children, raping our children, stealing our children, killing our children, stealing our children. Come on, man. And you still want me to blame a white man, but this is the shit that you doing?
Right.
Something ain't right with this picture. And then the white man, you stealing our children, you raping our children, and all this stuff, but you don't want us to call you out neither? Something ain't right with this picture. Y'all both finna get called out now in 2021. All of y'all finna get called out. The church is finna get called out.
Right.
I'm telling you, the church is finna get called out. All you been doing in the church, y'all finna get called out.
Don't even go there. The church already started. The church already started, all right, being called out. Because ain't none of that shit real. You know what I mean? Ain't none of it real. Because if it was real, people would be so much better right now. Don't you think? It don't take that long to cure people, to help people, to save people.
I just want to share that with you right there, right quick. Like, just let you know that. Just right quick, like, the level that I'm on right now. Just to share that with you. Just let you know. All of them finna get called out. So in these
right.
days, my beloved sister, what's your name again?
Stacy.
Just tell me your first name. How do I say your first name?
Stacy.
Daisy?
Stacy.
Stacy.
Stacey. You know what my name means?
Stacy.
Yeah, you know what my name means?
What it means?
My name... Stacy means resurrection, bro. So I'm with you.
Stacy, can I tell you something,
everything.
Stacy? Can I tell you something, Stacy? What is today? January the what?
Fourth.
Welcome to your day, Stacy.
Thank you, brother.
Thank
you, brother.
Welcome to your day,
Stacy.
Don't let no mere mortal man on this planet put nothing past you. These people are ignorant. Stacy, can I tell you something else, too?
Yes.
Don't let no mere mortal man put nothing past you, Stacy. Listen to me now. Girl, you are great. You are great. You are great. Listen to me now. These people don't stand the year that they in. They trying to figure out what year they in, but you already know the year that you in because you've been hanging on to last year when God gave you a prophecy to tell you about the new year that you're coming in, and you've been holding on to that, and you held on to that, and now you are into that, and now you're in your day. Listen to me, Stacy. Man, girl, you're going to be dealing with shit, man, by people that are going to be going through post-traumatic stress syndromes. Yeah. You're going to be dealing with people that's going through psychiatric syndromes. Listen to me now, Stacy. Can I tell you something? You don't even know me. My name is Alameen Muhammad. I'm from Texas. I'm from Georgia. But I live in Texas right now. I'm in Killeen, Texas right now. But I just want to share something with you. Listen to me. Can I share something with you, Stacy? You say your name is Stacy, right?
Yes.
Stacy?
Yes.
Am I saying that right? Because I don't want to say it wrong. Now.
No,
let me see
if
you're calling your name wrong and it's wrong. Now.
No, it's perfect. Stacy, that's it.
Well, Stacy, guess what? Blessed
what?
Be are you among many men. You hear me, girl? And don't let these folk take you for granted. Man, you are in a day. You are in 2021. You hear me? Listen to me. Listen to me. You ain't ever got to hear me. But can I tell you something?
Yes.
You are in 2021. You are in 2021. Just the same as I want to say to you, so life want to say to me. And I guess, see, by us speaking and two or more gathered together, I guess life is speaking to us both. But listen to me what I'm saying, though. Listen to what life is saying, though, to us both.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not get caught up in these male modern men. You hear me?
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. I got you, bro.
No, don't.
I'm here.
Don't let us get caught up in these male modern men. Shit, they're going to deal with their problem the next day, and they're going to deal with their problem the next day, and they're going to deal with their problem the next day, and they're going to deal with their problem the next day. But guess what? You're dealing with. You're dealing with the truth. You hear me? And I'm going to deal with the truth, too. You feel me?
Yes. Yes,
so
brother.
That's the truth.
Make sure you call me now, Monday through Friday. Now, hey, now, I'm gonna let you go, but you got to hang on and listen to this fool, okay? You got to listen to this Donald Trump fool, okay? Don't go nowhere.
Well, if I don't connect with you anymore, can I tell you something?
You will. What you talking about? You know where I'm at. Come on now. Now you started something. The world need to hear you because you know. Come on now. Don't say that. I'm going to be looking for you. Same time, same place.
Yeah. Listen to me.
Yes.
If I don't hear nothing else from you, I love you.
Thank
My name
you,
is Dr. Muhammad, and I want to tell all our people, do not get the vaccine. That is a must and that is a plus, and everybody got their own difference of how they want to feel things and figure things, but I have seen across my desk come before me and also come before Highmark and come before insurance companies. I have seen many people that has taken that vaccine and has side effects that has nothing to do with what we can figure out right now, and now we're trying to figure out what the... We're trying to figure out what they're dealing with. That break my heart, man. We're trying to figure out. They don't even know what they're dealing with.
They don't. And they know. That's why everybody just
wow. Listen to me. Listen to me.
Yes.
It's something that has never been, the mankind on this planet has been here for over 300 something million years. Whatever, what they're dealing with now has never been dealt with before in 300 million years.
Hey, bro, but check it out, though.
Listen to
you know,
me. Listen to me.
I hear you, but you know
limb.
What?
Their mom going limb.
Hey,
Their face is going limb. Their brain is going limb.
Yeah.
They never,
you know
mankind
what?
Has
you know
never
what?
Dealt with this.
I've been through a lot of shit. God, I ain't been sick. But, bro, listen. One thing I know, and you know, we God's people. So All we got to do is feel for God and say, God, what's up? Every time I lose something in my own damn house, I say, God, where is that? It ain't 20 seconds. God, help me find it.
That's right.
And God help you find it. People. We are God's people. We need to understand
we are God's people. We are God. That's the truth. But something
that's
about
it.
Now, though, is that we done fucked up so bad that we don't
know.
No,
we ain't. Our ignorance. We ain't fucked up. Only thing we fucked up with is being ignorant. That ain't fucking up. Not to God. Because God got mercy.
Trust me.
Come on now. You got to work with me on that one.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
That I get that come across my desk. Every case that I get that come across my desk, well, this it wasn't like this in 2018, 2017, 2019. It wasn't like this. It wasn't like this. Now, in 2020, I get these cases that come across my desk now. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Members are paralyzed from the right side.
Yeah.
Paralyzed
right.
from the left side.
All kind of crazy.
On the left
never seen
is unscurred. Their heart rate is unknown. What I'm trying to tell you this right here, they created something to get rid of the useless people.
But, hey, but check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Okay, I'll feel you on that one. But our job, since you know better and I know better, our job is to help our people survive. Period. Period.
And that's why I'm going into hiding.
That's all about.
That's why I'm in hiding right now. That's why I'm in hiding right now. And I'm not going to disclose the place that I'm in right now.
I don't want to know shit.
I'm
in
hiding
I don't
right
coming
now.
After me. Nah, I don't know where he at. No, no.
No, I'm really in hiding right now. Like literally though, like my checkout time is at 11 o'clock. If I don't have the money, I gotta get out at 11 o'clock. But thank God though that I have a bank account that suffice me, you see. And you know, I can pay my money, you know what I'm saying? But
you,
I have to get out at 11 o'clock.
You where I was 10 years ago. You where I was 10
yeah.
years ago. So we in different
mm-hmm.
places. But in that place, God had me there too. Just like he got me now. Just like he got you now. So look, I got to go because I got to start playing this. So I want you to chime in with me tomorrow, okay? You got to.
They ain't trying to just want to kill black folk. They're
That's
trying to
right?
kill everything off this planet.
Hey, hey, they tried to kill it. Look, if slavery didn't kill us, they can't do it.
What
I want you to do
they
so
ain't
you
trying
can
to kill,
help me.
What I'm saying is they're not trying to kill black folk. They're trying to kill people that ain't got the they ain't trying to kill black folk.
Ain't got no
this
purpose,
is the thing that I'm
right?
saying.
That ain't got no purpose, is that what you say?
They ain't trying to kill
enough.
Black folk.
Hey.
They ain't trying to kill black folk. Right now, this thing is so deep that they know. If you ever watched that movie, have you ever watched that movie where that the only people that was able to survive was the people that went down in that supposed to be a so-called ship?
I'm not a movie person. So I'm going to look that up.
Man.
Now, if it was some real shit, then I would know. Okay, so
you
look,
gotta watch
look,
that movie.
My friend.
If you don't watch that
look,
movie, then you don't
I'm
understand what I'm talking about.
I got to go. I
well,
got to let you go.
You can go, my beloved, but that's what they're trying to do.
Call in tomorrow, but I need you to still listen to me and listen to this shit, okay?
If they don't
give
me, I'd be there.
And I enjoy talking to you, and I'm sure people that listen enjoy hearing you because you know what's up. And my whole point is people like you, people like me, we got to work together. All right, bro? So I'm gonna let you go, but keep your ear open and listen to this and call me tomorrow, okay? Promise?
Yes, they don't kill me.
Come on. They ain't. I got you. All right. Open.
Somebody already been shot at, and I was already right there by the side, and I didn't get hit.
Right.
It only came when I
didn't. And you calling me right now. So keep your ear open, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, folks. Wow, that was beautiful. That's why I love my people. This fool I don't love. DT, here we go. Listen to a little of him, then we'll take a break.
On the line is Secretary of State.
Here we go.
And two other individuals, Jordan and Mr. Germany. With him, you also have the attorneys that represent the President, Kurt and Alex, and Cleta Mitchell, who is not the attorney of record, but has been involved, myself, and then the President. So, Mr. President, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, thank you very much. Hello, Brad and Ryan and everybody. We appreciate the time and the call. So we've spent a lot of time on this, and if we could just go over some of the numbers, I think it's pretty clear that we won very substantially.
No,
Georgia.
You did not.
By rally size, frankly, would be getting 25,000-30,000 people around.
Okay, wait. Hold on. I got to stop him right now. Just because you got a lot of crazy motherfuckers that show up at your rally, don't mean you won. Black people, you see what I'm saying? Imagine if Barack Obama would have said, well, hey, everybody loved me for 8 years. I won. How long would it take them to cart his ass out of there? You see all of my rallies? So this is going to be tonight and tomorrow night. And then I need you to call in because my bro took about an hour, 45 minutes, but that's my bro. We're going to cut him off at 30 minutes, but God, I love that conversation. But this motherfucker, people were at my rally, okay? So that tells you where. And we only 30 seconds in, bro. Here we go.
We have a number of things. We have at least two or three, anywhere from 250,000 to 300,000 ballots were dropped mysteriously into the rolls.
Lie.
Much of that had to do with Fulton County.
Black people.
We think that if you check the signatures, a real check of the signatures going back in Fulton, you'll find at least a couple of hundred.
Okay, we're going to stop it again here. All right, just for reference, Fulton County is where a whole lot of black people live. Fuck him.
Of people with who have been forged. We are quite sure that's going to happen. Another tremendous number. We're going to have an accurate number over the next 2 days with certified accountants. But an accurate number will be given, but it's in the 50s of thousands. And that's people that went to vote, and they were told they can't vote because they've already been voted for.
It's a very sad thing. That tells you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Complaining, but the number is large. We'll have it for you, but it's very much more than the number of 11,779. That's the current margin is only 11,779. Brad, I think you agree with that, right? That's something I think.
No,
everyone,
I don't.
At least that's a number that everyone agrees on. But that's the difference.
You get me with that, everyone.
Above.
No, just
but
you.
We've had hundreds of thousands of ballots that we'll get you a pretty accurate number. You don't need much of a number because the number that, in theory, I lost by the margin would be 11,779. But you also have substantial numbers of people, thousands and thousands, who went to the voting place on November 3rd, were told they couldn't vote. They couldn't vote because a ballot had been put in on their name. And, you know, that's very, 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 very sad. We had, I believe it's about 4,502 voters who voted, but who weren't on the voter registration list. So it's 4,502 who voted, but they were not on the voter registration roll, which they had to be.
Okay, so let's go over some basic hierarchy of roles in an organization. Let's go over the flow chart of an organization. The President of the United States is the highest office in our country. He has no role in talking about what happens in an election. That's like I am the dean of UCLA and I decide to teach PE class that day. I shouldn't be doing that. That's not my role. I shouldn't even be discussing it. Because the PE teacher has a supervisor who has a supervisor who has a supervisor who reports to me, dean of the school. You see? The fucking mob boss. And again, my whole point, black people, you have a representative. You need to ask your representative, what are you doing? Because that sounds illegal. And if it was my Uncle Leroy, you'd be dragging him out of his bed at 6 in the morning.
But 18,325 vacant address voters. They had no, the address was vacant. They're not allowed to be counted. That's 18,325. Smaller number, you had 904 who only voted where they had just a PO, a post office box number. And they had a post office box number, and that's not allowed. We had at least 18,000, that's on tape. We had them counted very painstakingly. 18,000 voters having to do with Ruby Freeman. She's a vote scammer. Professional vote scammer, hustler.
He knows that.
Freeman.
He the president.
That is,
you can't get a coronavirus test, but
world.
He know who Amy is
bad.
Or whatever.
You, me, and everybody else. When they got number one, they said very clearly, and it's been reported that they said there was a major water main break. Everybody fled the area. They came back, Ruby Friedman, her daughter, and a few people. There were no Republican poll watchers. Actually, there were no Democrat poll watchers. I guess they were them. But there were no Democrats either, and there was no law enforcement. Early in the morning, they went to...
late in the morning or early.
With the black
don't make vote, a difference.
The black field.
What?
And they pulled out the votes. Those votes were put there a number of hours before the table was put there. I think it was...
He's
going to
say maybe.
It was probably 8 hours or 7 hours before, and then it was stuffed with votes. They weren't in an official voter box. They were in what looked to be suitcases, but they weren't in
really
voter boxes. The minimum number it could be, because we watched it, and they
watched it.
Certified. In slow motion.
Imagine if this was Barack Obama.
In slow motion, and it was magnified many times over.
That's why I need you to get mad at me.
It was 18,000 ballots. You had out-of-state voters.
Yeah.
They voted in Georgia, but they were from out-of-state.
Mm-hmm.
Of 4,955.
Oh, wow. You got a number.
An absentee ballot sent to their vacant... They were absentee ballots sent to vacant addresses.
They have nothing on them about addresses. That's 2,326.
Got actual numbers, boo-boo.
And you had drop boxes, which was very bad. You had drop boxes that were picked up. We have photographs and we have affidavits from
the
people. I don't know if you saw the hearings, but you have drop boxes where the box was picked up and not delivered for 3 days. So all sorts of things could have happened to that.
All right, so we're going to stop him right there. We got 3 minutes into our show. So, wow, first show back after months and months and months is wild and crazy. And I want to thank you and everybody for listening, my bro for calling. I hope my bro calls because it's a crazy time. You know, I mean, I don't judge people. I just try to listen. There's a lot of shit going on. A lot of stuff happening, but what we're going to do every night is break it down. Government, community, and family. So government, we're going to listen to this fool as long as it takes. We'll finish him up tomorrow. Join us again tomorrow, same time, 9 p.m. Pacific time. Community, please go to the website. We need to start building our community benefit networks where we all benefit each other. We all gather together. We're in the same community. We're going to group you all up. We're going to get you a web page. You're going to know each other, and you're going to support and help and love each other. That's all we can do. This government is crazy. It's not for us. And until it settles the fuck down, we need to try to be there for each other. Family-wise, your family is who loves you. Blood, no blood, your family's who love you. I want to thank my bro for calling in. That was beautiful. Join us again tomorrow because we're going to rock this shit every night, Monday through Friday. I had a crazy day. I'm so glad this first day. I'm so glad everything turned out the way that it did. Love each other. Help each other. Help a kid. Everything is going to be about kids. So go to our website. Tomorrow's Black History. It's history, quote history, but a lot of Black history. Okay? Just for you, Black history, all about all the good things about Black people. Remember, that website is sfjfamilyservices.org, sfjfamilyservices.org. Go and hit the contact page and send me your thoughts about tonight's show. Sign up for a community network, you know, become a member. Become a volunteer. Just let us know if you have a need. We're here to help you. We for the people. We just fucking for the fucking people. So if you're born in the 60s, you for the people. That's just the fuck the way it is. And I love you. And I'm going to be peace out. Love, peace, and joy, and Soul Train. You know, I tried to buy Soul Train. White people got Soul Train. Soul Train costs so much. But we're going to say goodnight. I'll see you tomorrow, baby.